Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, as we come to the final Sunday of the year 2025. One of the most difficult lessons that I, as a believer in Christ, struggled or wrestled with was having to spend some of this year in God's waiting room. There have been some negative situations and some negative people that I have encountered over the year. Reverend Jones, I prayed that God would immediately change the person or the situation. But even now on this last Sunday in 2025, some of those same situations and same people are still present and active in my life today. I admit, New Providence, that I have prayed to God the prayer, "How long, Lord? How long must I wait before you act on my behalf? How long must I spend time in your waiting room?" My brothers and sisters, I've learned that waiting, what we call class 101, is a core lesson that all of us must successfully pass if we are going to truly understand how to live the godly Christian life. Learning how to wait on God to move on our behalf is difficult for many of us to deal with. Listen, because of the times that we are living in with all of the AI and technical achievements, we have been conditioned not to wait for long periods of time. Technology today creates in us this inner desire not to wait no longer than a few moments. We want on-demand action and always are looking for the next upgrade that will give us less waiting time for what we want. New Providence and friends, I am willing to admit to you today that I sorely dislike when I am forced to wait for a long period of time. I've gone to restaurants and saw how long the wait was going to be, got back in my car, and left. I hate when I have to stand in a long line to be served. And guess what? I'm not the only person present, watching or listening today, who has a problem with waiting. And can I be totally honest with you? I know that by now, in my Christian walk, that I should have learned God's lesson on waiting. But I still haven't passed the course. And guess what? I know that I should be praying more to God to give me more patience. But then, Reverend Jones, I understand that if I pray that prayer to God, that God will cause some things to come into my life that may not feel good to me. Things that will try my faith. Sometimes even bring some painful things into my life. But he only allows that to happen in order to help me develop more patience. And you know what? I don't like it. And I don't want to have to learn more lessons to learn to be patient. Is there an amen in the house? Listen to me good. Can I do it like this today? I want to just talk with you. Learning to live the life of faith in God means that God sometimes has to teach us that we must learn how to wait. Sometimes God has to teach us that he does not operate on demand. He has to teach us that he is sovereign and that he knows what is best for us. So oftentimes when we pray for God to move on our behalf, God says to us, just wait. Just be patient. And I will show you that I have all power in my hands. Listen to me good. I am so glad that every prayer that I have prayed to God was not answered in my favor quick and in a hurry. You know why? Because now when I look back over my life, there were times that I had prayed for stuff that would have brought my life to ruin. Come on now. Tell the truth. Listen, can I be extremely transparent with you today? I, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, thank God that he did not give me all the girlfriends that I thought was the right wife material for me. I'm being transparent. I'm so glad that God had in his waiting room Ramona Pearson. And he kept her there until he could fix me and grow me up until when he could reveal her to me, I would accept his blessing. Thank God that I had to spend some time in God's waiting room to learn how to wait for my blessing to show up. Come on, somebody. New Providence and friends, waiting on God again is not easy to do. Someone today, right now is thinking, Pastor, it seems like I am always in God's waiting room. I feel like I'm always having to wait on God to move in my relationships, in my health, on my job, in my home, and even in my finances. I pray and ask God to respond to my requests. But listen to me good. Many of us think that when we pray and when we end our prayer with amen, that God should immediately respond to our request. I remember, Fred, the old saints used to sing a song that said, you can't hurry God. No, you just have to wait. You got to trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes. For he is a God that you can't hurry. But then they said, he'll be there. Don't you worry. Because he may not come when you want him. But he's what?
Yes, sir.
In other words, my brothers and sisters, sometimes God will cause us to spend some time in the waiting room to prove to us that what he declares, though it may be delayed, still can be counted on.
Yes, sir.
Whatever he has for you, though not manifested yet, you can count on it. But sometimes God delays some blessings until we grow up, till we mature in our faith. So when he releases the blessing, we will be able to handle the blessing. And then we will appreciate the time that we had to spend in the waiting room for our prayers to be answered and manifested. In our text for today, we find David looking back over his life and reminiscing on how he had to learn how to wait on the Lord. Here in Psalm 27, David expresses great confidence in the Lord his God. After all of the times that David had to wait on the Lord to move on his behalf, after all of the times that David waited in the waiting room for God to move, David was still confidently able to proclaim that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and mine foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, They stumbled and fell. David, over his life, had seen the enemies come and enemies go. And you know there had to be moments in David's life when he prayed for God to immediately destroy his enemies. No doubt David had experienced some times when he felt like he could take no more. But God did not come to his rescue immediately. David had to spend some time in God's waiting room. God knew that for David to be the king over his chosen people Israel, that David would have to spend some time learning how to wait on the Lord. And because he spent time waiting on God to work things out for him, David grew in his faith and became more confident in faith. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." In other words, he's my deliverer. And I wonder this morning, New Providence and friends, have you spent enough time waiting on God to move on your behalf to know some facts about the waiting room of God? Can I give you some facts? Waiting on God will cause you and I to learn some facts about him. We'll learn that he's a way maker. We'll learn that he's a miracle worker. When we spend time in the waiting room, we can learn that he's a promise keeper. That he's light in the time of darkness. We will learn that he is the light of the world. That he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. But most of all, we can learn that he can make a way out of no way. Any witnesses in here today? David tells us, because he had to learn how to wait on the Lord, that it caused him not to fear what man might do unto him. David said, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and mine foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." In other words, David is trying to get us to see that no matter how many of our enemies surround us, that if we learn how to wait on the Lord and not try to fight our enemies in our own power, that God will fight for us and deliver us out of the hands of our enemies. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that sometimes God will tell me, "Wood, just show up to the battlefield. And when you get to the battlefield, just stand still and wait. Wait. Wait on me and watch me win the victory over your enemies." I don't know if you know this or not, but there have been some victories that have been won in your life and in my life solely because the Lord fought for us. All he told us to do was trust and wait to see his salvation or his deliverance come to pass. Well, I've kept you too long. As I prepare to end this sermon, David would have us to know that if we learn how to wait on God, that while we are in the waiting room, God is checking us out. Did you hear what I said? When God allows us or puts us in the waiting room, he puts us there and he checks us out. Why does God have to check us out? He is observing our attitude of worship and our attitude of praise. In other words, do you only worship and praise him when things are going well for you? Or do you worship and praise him when he has you in the waiting room? David says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, somebody say, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Though David had to learn how to wait on God, David did not allow his waiting to affect or negatively affect his worship. David, through his waiting periods, still showed up at the temple to worship his God. Listen to me good. In the times that we are living in, due to our corrupt, egotistical, delusional president and his appointed governmental cronies, many of our churches are seeing an upsurge in attendance. Many people are afraid of what is going to take place in their lives and in their immediate future. But if the truth would be certainly told, even before President Trump and his regime came into office, some of us would consistently neglect to publicly and privately worship God. But David says, in spite of all my troubles, in spite of all my enemies, in spite of things not always going my way, that I will still worship and seek the face of God. I will still bless his name. I will still sing praises to my God. I will believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And because I believe that my God has all power and all authority in his hands, I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to wait until my change comes, because I've learned that if I wait on the Lord, that he will strengthen my heart. Even during the times when I feel like I'm about to faint, if I wait on the Lord, he will renew my strength, and I'll be able to mount up with wings like an eagle. I'll be able to run and not get weary. I'll be able to walk and not faint. Wait, I said wait, wait on the Lord, and give him all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. As we prepare to go over into 2026, if you don't remember anything else that you heard in 2025, remember that Pastor Wood said, wait on the Lord. Don't become discouraged. Don't you give up hope, because he's still in charge. The enemy would have you think that God is no longer in charge. Matter of fact, if the president walked in this place today, I believe he'd be bold enough to say that he's in charge. And try to exert his man-made authority over people. But as Reverend Jones said, there's a throne. There's a seat above his seat. And no matter what he thinks of, all the things that he's doing now, trying to start all these wars with people of color. Y'all note that. Going over on African soil, Christmas Day, going to bomb Nigeria. The devil is a liar. But understand what's all behind this is resources. Those African countries have the resources that the whole world uses and needs. And so if we can take control of those countries with resources, then that will give us what they think ultimate power. But you know what? I still believe that little nursery song that I was taught when I was a child. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands. And he can show his authority and prove his authority over man. All he has to do is speak the word. Just think about it. He spoke the word and all what we see, the heavens and the earth, were created. So don't you think he can speak and change things now? But okay, I'm rambling on too much. Let me say this, and I've said this to you before. I believe America is under the judgment of God right now. This country was founded wrong. Ever since the inception of this America, it was founded with slavery, inequality, being stolen from people. And Reverend Jones, I'm still trying to figure out, when was America so great? We want to make America great again. What period are you talking about? Are you talking about back Jim Crow days? Back when black people were considered one third of a man? You talking about going back to the time when whites ruled everything? When we going back? When was America ever really great? But God will show himself strong. And for believers, we're going to have to spend some time in the waiting room. I know y'all been praying just like I've been praying. Lord, wow, how long are you going to let this stuff go on? How long, Lord? Why ain't you acting, God? Why are you letting this stuff happen? Am I anybody on that same street? And all God is saying, just wait, just wait. But now while you're waiting, don't you get comfortable in inactivity and not stand up for what is right.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.